Workplace news in brief. Piccadilly tube strike. The next 24-hour strikes on London Underground's Piccadilly line in the continuing dispute against bullying, harassment and intimidation have been pushed back a week, to allow for talks at the conciliation service ACUS. The next strikes were scheduled to take place on 19/20 April and 21/22 April, but will now take place on 26/27 April and 28/29 April. London Underground has agreed to meet at ACUS, and these talks led to an offer of a review of industrial relations on the Piccadilly line. The RMT believe this represents good progress from management over these issues, and the strike action due to take place has been pushed back to allow more time to come to a firm dispute resolution agreement. CCTV deal. After 12 days of strike action in 6 weeks, Glasgow CCTV workers have secured an acceptable pay deal from the bosses. The 19 Unison members were taking strike action over the employer's failure to pay shift allowances. The dispute was about fairness and pay equality. The strike pushed the employer into putting back on the table a long-promised new equal pay structure. This new pay structure, which will now be implemented later in the year, will see the workers' pay rise by 24%. In the meantime, the workers will receive an interim shift payment of £4,000 a year, backdated to the 1st of January 2016. Museum threat. Low-paid staff at National Museum Wales are being threatened with dismissal if they do not accept the latest offer. The long-running dispute in Amgud for Cymru / National Museum Wales is about management's removal of extra payments for weekend working. Members in the museums have taken strike action throughout the dispute and are currently involved in a fresh round of weekend strikes. The museum's director general, David Anderson, has written to all staff telling them that they must accept the latest offer or be dismissed and re-engaged with no weekend payments and no compensation. Further strike action is planned on 23 and the 24th of April at Big Pit, National Museum Cardiff, Cat Hayes Park and Swansea Waterfront Museum, and at all sites on the 30th of April and the 1st of May,